Marshall with my Poulan Pro chainsaw running because I've personally tested my new Stinger ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up down trees from Hurricane Laura. And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform? Like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in four different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, September 24th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the Book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. Mayhem and violence hit Louisville after the Breonna Taylor verdict was announced. President Trump won't tiptoe out lightly if he should lose the 2020 presidential race. And Disneyland may be the happiest place on Earth, but what state is the happiest to live in? A grand jury indicted a former Louisville police officer for wanton endangerment in the Breonna Taylor case. No other charges were announced. The decision came after more than 100 days of protests and a months-long investigation into the death of Ms. Taylor. She was a 26-year-old emergency room technician who was shot 5 times in the hallway of her own apartment by officers executing a search warrant in the wrong place. As a result of this verdict, people took to the streets and started nonviolent protests. It didn't stay that way, though. About 8:30 p.m., 2 officers were shot in Louisville. As of last night, 1 was in stable condition and 1 was in surgery, but stable as well. A suspect is in custody. Demonstrations on Wednesday night drew sizable crowds in New York, Chicago, and Seattle, while some, like those in Portland, Maine, and Memphis, were small but vocal. President Trump Wednesday would not commit to providing a peaceful transition of power after Election Day, lending further fuel to concerns he may not relinquish his office should he lose in November. "Well, we're going to have to see what happens," Trump said when asked whether he'd commit to a peaceful transition, one of the cornerstones of American democracy. Trump has previously refused to say whether he would accept the election results, echoing his sentiments from 2016. And he has joked, he says, about staying in office well past the constitutionally bound 2 terms. But his refusal to guarantee a violence-free transition went further, and it's likely to alarm his opponents, already on edge given his deployment of federal law enforcement to quell protests in American cities. His reluctance to commit to a peaceful transition was rooted in what he said were concerns about ballots, extending his assertion that widespread mail-in voting is rife with fraud. Our saint of the day, she appeared in separate visions to 3 different people. She asked them to establish an order to liberate Christians. Quote of the day, arm yourself with prayer rather than a sword. Wear humility rather than fine clothes. Saint Dominic. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com. LouisvilleAutoCompany.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Our Lady of Ransom. Mary, the mother of Jesus, has many different titles and many different occasions of appearances to faithful people in need. Some of those appearances are private, seen by just one person or a few, and some are public, seen by many people. Our Catholic Church has its own system of affirming such occurrences. Super interesting. Our Lady of Ransom is one of those titles. In Spain, in the year 1218 AD, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared in separate visions to three different people, as well as King James I of Aragon. She asked them to establish an order to liberate Christians who had been kidnapped by the Moors, transported to African prisons, and cruelly tortured to deny their faith in Christ. The members were to do this by means of prayer, raising alms for ransom, and taking a vow to offer themselves, if needed, in exchange for the enslaved Christians. Under Mary's special protection, the order grew rapidly, and those ransomed are numbered in the tens of thousands. She's always seen protecting people with her mantle or robe. Sometimes she's pictured with the priests, people of her order, which still exist today. Sometimes with the men she appeared to, and other times with those she has helped to free. The Feast of Our Lady of Ransom is celebrated on September 24th. President Trump announced Wednesday during the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast that he'll be signing an executive order that ensures all babies born alive, including those surviving abortion, receive the medical care they need. President Trump said, "I'm announcing that I will be signing the Born Alive Executive Order to ensure that all precious babies born alive, no matter their circumstances, receive the medical care they deserve. This is our sacrosanct moral duty. We are also increasing federal funding for the neonatal research to ensure that every child has the very best chance to survive and to grow. I will always protect the vital role of religion and prayer in American society," Trump said during his remarks at the prayer breakfast. "And I will always defend the sacred right to life." A school board meeting erupted in a debate last week over Wisconsin elementary school teachers' curriculum involving racism protests and the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization. This according to a report by Fox 6 Milwaukee. The Black Lives Matter curriculum provided students with questions like, "How can we stop systematic racism?" and "What's the Black Lives Matter movement trying to do?" The reading material goes on to explain that Black Lives Matter was founded after the death of Trayvon Martin and that the man who shot him was found not guilty, adding this was not fair. The BLM curriculum further insists that systematic racism happens because the people who make laws and rules set them up so it works for them. The BLM lesson plan, however, fails to mention a racist law or rule that would make it legal for one to discriminate based on race or skin color. The superintendent of the Burlington Area School District addressed the issue and told parents it was not part of the curriculum. He went on to say, "While we are committed to creating more opportunities for conversation, we seek to do this from a neutral perspective. We have reminded staff to the supplemental resources that are age and developmentally appropriated without religious or political influence." Well, a lot of people would like to leave their home states because of all of the riots and things going on, fires, whatever it may be. But if you're looking to live in the happiest state, you're going to have to move to Hawaii. At least that's what personal finance website WalletHub determined in its 2020s. Happiest States in America report. It was released Tuesday. The Aloha State scored the top spot on a 100-point scale after being evaluated across 32 metrics. The state's strongest categories were in emotional and physical well-being and community and environment, which ranked in second and third place, respectively. Not so good for Hawaiians, however, is that the state has the lowest adequate sleep rate out of the 50 states. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.